That's a good calming song here. 720 WGN, Your Money Matters on a crazy day on the markets. Gorgeous day, though, in Chicago, so we're thinking positively today. Kristen Myers joins us now. She's the editor-in-chief of The Balance. And, Kristen, so good to have you on the phone with us today.
Being with you, John.
Yeah, no problem. I just had to make sure to turn your mic on. There we go. I wanted to actually start with this great, you do this My Two Cents column at TheBalance.com and talking about paying off debt. And I think that is so relevant to today with the interest rates going up. So you had a question from a viewer or a reader that said, should I pay off debt or pay off a personal loan first? Her name was Maureen. What did you have to say about that?
Yeah, so it really depends. So what I was telling Maureen is that personally when I'm paying off debt, I love to use what's called the debt avalanche method. So you're essentially going to be paying off whatever debt you have by an order of highest interest rate first. So if you have credit card debt, that's, you know, 20% interest rate, and it's only going to be getting higher. You're going to want to tackle that and then move on to those loans or debts that you might have with a lower interest rate. The idea here being is that in the long run, you're going to end up saving money because you're going to be paying less in interest. However, there is one big caveat here for anyone that's listening, and that is if you have secured debt. That is essentially debt that is tied to an asset as collateral. So most people, as a form of secured debt, have a mortgage, for example. You don't pay your mortgage after a certain amount of months, the bank is going to come looking for your house and could essentially take it back from you.
Yeah.
Same ones if you have a car, could be repossessed if you don't pay that payment on time. So essentially, if you are behind in payments that is attached to something like your home, like your car, you're going to want to really catch up on those payments first because no one wants to lose their home or have no vehicle anymore for transportation.
So that first and the highest interest rate second as you go down the line. I have read a lot. I think you mentioned, too, about the snowball method. And I often talk about how saving has a momentum to it. I imagine paying off debt has a momentum to it. And for some people, just checking things off a list works for them really well and can really get down, get that debt down, too.
Yeah, so much of what is really honestly happening when it comes to personal finance really is emotional, you know? I mean, what's happening in our wallets isn't just about dollars and cents. It is also about how we feel about it. And a lot of folks find that, hey, when they pay off that debt that's $500, they feel good about themselves. And they're more motivated to pay off that debt that's then $2,000 and then $10,000. And then before you know it, your debt repayment is just snowballing. And you're really able to tackle all of that debt. And so for a lot of folks, the motivational factor is very, very important. Instead of tackling, you know, that very big item of debt that's on your balance sheet that just might feel impossible or you know, overwhelming, too overwhelming to manage or to tackle. It's the same, you know, with your to-do list. Sometimes you tackle the small things first, and then you move on to the bigger items.
Yeah, I'm always proud when I even get the small things off the list. Let's pivot just a little bit. I wanted to talk about Bitcoin because, boy, that, like everything else, has been dropping. But, you know, for a while, people were saying that Bitcoin would be the hedge, right? Like, almost like gold can be a hedge where, you know, the markets are down, but, hey, Bitcoin is strong. And it seems like, for the most part, the last year or so, Bitcoin or all the coins, they just seem to go with the way that everything else goes.
Yeah, you know, I've interviewed a lot of folks that have actually said that Bitcoin is a great hedge against inflation. And frankly, I've always been skeptical of it. And we're seeing the reason why. In reality, right now, this is not to say that cryptocurrency, that Bitcoin in particular, is always tied to the market moves. It doesn't mean that when the stock market goes up, Bitcoin goes up. And when the markets go down, Bitcoin goes down. But if we look at recent history, that is actually what's been happening. When the markets are doing well, people are feeling great. They don't mind being in those riskier investments. And stocks are not the riskiest, but they are definitely more risky than something like a bond, for example. People don't mind putting their money in another risky investment like cryptocurrency. And as we're seeing right now in this market sell-off, a lot of people, they don't like bonds right now. They don't like stocks right now. And they really don't like cryptocurrency, down about 31,000 right now. So we are really seeing Bitcoin taking a leg lower.
Yeah. All right. We got about a minute left and we've got inflation numbers coming Wednesday. Boy, I think people are just praying to whatever God they believe in that we'll see some good news. Maybe not a lower rate, but maybe the core going down a little bit. I mean, people really are trying to look for some silver linings in this upcoming report.
All right, so I've got some good news for everyone that's listening, John. So let's finish on a good note, because I know the markets have really been slamming everyone today and over the last couple of days. Right now, consensus estimates show that inflation is supposed to be having risen 8.1%, which is a lot, but that is a decline from March's figures, which were 8.5%. So there is a very good chance that we are going to see inflation start coming down. Also, there was a survey out today, and the consumer expectations, so you and me, right, regular folks that were surveyed, are also anticipating that inflation is going to be coming down. So it seems as if what the Federal Reserve is doing by raising rates, which is their main tool to fight inflation, it does seem like it might really start to be working. And then so hopefully the cost of, you know, pretty much everything should hopefully start coming down in the next weeks and months.
Well, so yeah, that does make me feel better, but it's going to make me feel a lot worse Wednesday if those are wrong. So,
well, if they are, you can give me a call back, and hopefully I'll help everyone through it. We'll figure out some things to do with your money to help fight that inflation.
Christian Myers, always good to talk with you. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.